Yes, sir. Now, what is your name, sir?
Yes.
Honorable Mr. Johnson, we'll conduct your hearing, sir.
Who is he, sir?
Who was his name?
Udila.
I just don't understand. I have a long program. Okay, sir, please state your full name and your agency number for us for the record.
Udila Ratu, RNU, and my number is 254-753.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Next to her is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. And to my immediate left, sir, would be the Honorable David Neal. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I will be acting as your panel chair this morning. Also with us in the room this morning, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as parole officer, is Mr. Osborne. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of the board hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On that form, sir, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
No, I represent myself.
Okay, thank you, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, where the board will make a determination whether you violated the terms and conditions of your supervision. And phase two, we'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out at phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir? Okay. The first allegation on your warrant, sir, states that you are in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to submit a UA sample on or about July 13, 2017, as verbally written directed on July 13, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay, thank you. So the next violation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to a parole office located at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, for a face-to-face contact visit on or about July 14, 2017, as verbally written directed on July 13, 2017. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false? Okay, thank you, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Udall, I move to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. So we're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from Mr. Osborne at this time. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Udo, and get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir. Udo was released from GFC custody on January 3rd of 2017. He was arrested on November 8th of 2017 by the Tolleson Police Department on his Chicago warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 117 of time days with a community supervision end date of February 23rd, 2018. Current conviction, 2013 forgery, 2 years, 6 months. 2013 dangerous drug violation, 4 years, 6 months. 2013 taking identity of another, 4 years, 6 months. and 2013 drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2010, dangerous drug violation, 3 years, and 2010, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year. He's had two terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no SCG or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2012, TIS completion, 8 months. He has a moderate disciplinary history noted with multiple possessions and refusals of UA noted. And since return on December 7th of 2017, received a write-up for disobeying a verbal or a written order, a guilty minor violation. He has a community risk score of G6V6.
Okay, Mr. Udall, I am going to go over some information here in your file, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to explain some of this information to the board. So I see that you were released on January 3rd of 2017. At the time you were released to community supervision, your approved placement was at your mother's residence at 28002 North Sierra Sky Drive in Peoria, sir. Were you still staying with your mom at the time that you were arrested, sir?
Yes, I was.
Sir, you say you think you were?
No, I was working.
Okay. So were you working during that period of time? So is it
I was working at Garnet Self-Storage.
Okay.
And I was out.
Okay. So what happened when you were contacted by the police department? Why were you contacted by the Tolleson Police Department?
I was at a casino, and one of my buddies found some money at an ATM, and because they seen me and him get out of the same vehicle, that's why I was contacted right now.
So one of your buddies did what?
He found some money at an ATM.
He found some money?
Yeah, at an ATM at a casino, and
they seen that I walked to a sanctuary and get out of my vehicle. So what were you doing, sir, during the time that you were in Uganda for 107 days?
You know what?
What were you doing during the period of time that you were absconding for 107 days?
Well, the fact that my mother got very sick, and that's kind of lost it, and that's why I absconded, and I'm not going to lie to you guys, I did go back. I started using a little bit again, and I'll just try and keep my job. I maintained that job the whole time I was out there. That job's still waiting for me when I get out. I was just working and staying at home.
So did you have to have some surgery? Were you scheduled for some surgery? I see that there's several reports in here where you failed to go take the UA, but that you were using someone else's drugs.
So okay. I had surgery. I had to get plastic surgery on my hand.
On your what?
On my hand.
Uh-huh.
I had to get plastic surgery. I had to get a surgery. I was in the hospital for maybe about a week.
Okay. So... So you did relapse and start back to using drugs. What were you using, sir?
Because of the head surgery, they put me on prescription medication, and that triggered my, and I went back to using heroin again.
You went back to using heroin?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because it says it looks like that you used someone else's medication that contained morphine?
Yes, sir.
And you were using, did you get a prescription for Percocet, or were you using someone else's drugs, Percocet?
No, I had a prescription for Oxycodone, 30 milligrams.
And so what happened when you ran out, sir?
When I ran out, I started getting sick, and that's what triggered me to going back to using heroin.
So you were sanctioned to attend some programs, and you started in some of the programs, but you didn't complete it. Why didn't you complete?
I completed all the programs. I completed 12 tests in MRT. Mm-hmm. Also completed section. And I believe it was 21 classes and 12 tests in MRT. Completed mm-hmm. that program. I missed two classes, and then a week later, that program was completed.
Okay. So during the time that you relapsed and started doing the heroin, is that why you didn't take your UAs?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So how did you injure your hand, sir?
I injured my hand out at work. I worked at a garbage cell storage, and I was trying to open something with a knife. It was actually an air freshener that had come from one of the storage units.
Mm-hmm.
The storage units and stuff, so we didn't clean them out, and it slipped out of my hand, and I actually ended up stabbing my hand.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. There are no questions coming from the board, so we're going to be going into discussion. But prior to going into discussion, sir, I want to give you the opportunity to see if there's anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself before we go into discussion, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to say that while I'm for all, I maintained the job the whole time and paid all my fees and restitution in the first couple months I got out. That job's still waiting for me when I get out, the same job.
Sir, while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone, but however, to remain silent while the board's in discussion at this time. We'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. The board's now going into discussion. Mr. Udell wasn't working. He was staying with his mom. He says that his mom was ill and they had given her 6 months to live. He has said, according to Mr. Udell, that he's paid off his fees and paid his restitution that was owed. However, he did abscond for a hundred and seventeen days or 147 days that he wasn't absconding. He did admit to relapse and going back to using heroin while he was out. But he also used prescription drugs that belonged to someone else, although he had been sanctioned and counseled about it. He continued to use those drugs. He will be released in February 23rd of 2018. I think based on that information, Mr. Udell needs to remain incarcerated until his time is done. At that time, he won't be on any community supervision and he won't be on any parole. And I would hope that he would take the time that he has left to come up with a plan, get his life together so that he does not have any more negative contact with the police department or come to be back before this board again. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
I agree.
Therefore, I am going to make the motion to revoke the community supervision. Mr. Udell, find that it was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, had lapsed or not lapsed into criminal ways or accompanied, and that he had begun to use drugs, being heroin, and that he was an absconder for 147 days.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, sir. The board is going to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on February 23rd of 2018, sir. I hope that you take the remainder of the time that you have left to come up with a plan, get yourself together, attend NA or AA meetings so that when you come out, you'll be stronger and won't be using any drugs, and you won't have any negative contacts with law enforcement. I have to come back before this board again, sir. So I want to thank you for taking the opportunity and time to appear before this board. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
All right.